Cavalera, Sunday, September 6th. A pretty quiet day on the patch side, but things were stirring on the community front. On today's menu, a game that hasn't moved since yesterday, a community with a lot to say about space combat, and an event reward system that's clearly not winning anyone over. On the game side, not much new. The PTU is still running on Alpha 4.10.1, with the Orison Relief Support event currently in testing. And live remains on Alpha 4.10. A hotfix channel is open for stability, including a fix for crashes tied to recent NVIDIA drivers. Data mining, on the other hand, had more to say. On the PTU, harvestable resources are now grouped into quality tiers rather than precise values to simplify storage. A TLS recovery modules can now be repaired directly in the field, even if their condition isn't displayed yet. Several escort missions that had been disabled for a while have been reactivated, including fuel tanker protection contracts. On the cosmetic side, two bundles are floating around in the files, a Halloween-themed bundle with a skeleton tracksuit and a skull-decorated rifle, and a September bundle with armor, a light machine gun, and an Aurora skin. None of that is confirmed by CIG, so we're treating it as a behind-the-scenes peek, not an announcement. Let's move to Spectrum, because that's really where the day happened. The mood is restless, and the topic dominating everything else is the flight model and combat balancing. Several threads are pushing past 100 upvotes, with titles that leave very little room for interpretation. The current flight model isn't landing well, and the new one isn't inspiring confidence either. Combat time to kill is also the subject of a dense technical debate around the shield and armor values currently being tested. One thread sums up the whole thing pretty bluntly by saying the topic is controversial, and rightfully so. Beyond combat, it's the overall direction of the game that's worrying part of the community. Players are asking whether the game is genuinely becoming less fun. Others are pointing at contracts that feel artificially stretched out due to a lack of content. One thread goes as far as questioning whether Star Citizen is still a true open sandbox. Alongside that, a few more optimistic voices are trying to restore some balance, with personal lists of good things the year has brought. On the practical side, quality of life requests are back in force. Being able to call a ground vehicle through the cargo elevator, improving cargo hauling, which many find frustrating, and a string of hangar bugs that are starting to wear people down, between objects moving on their own and terminals acting up. And then there's the thread claiming this year's ship showdown is already over, winner and all, except no official source has confirmed anything. For now, it's an impatient guess from players, not an actual result. Over on Reddit, the tone is different but just as assertive, and the central topic is the reward system for the current event. A lot of players are fed up with crafting blueprints being handed out as temporary rewards, and are asking that cosmetics stay the standard in Alpha. Others are pointing to the repetitive nature of the contracts, summed up bluntly by one player who talks about moving boxes and completing basic missions. An interesting counterpoint does emerge, though. Some players are calling for permanent, functional rewards rather than purely cosmetic ones, trying to balance the desire for progression with a rejection of FOMO-driven timers. The rest of Reddit is doing its usual thing. One player, screenshots in hand, is questioning whether the engine can handle a capital ship even larger than the Polaris, already noting performance drops when facing a fleet of Perseus. A homemade benchmark, repeated every patch, shows that simply placing an object on a surface is still a chore. And just like on Spectrum, a post jokes about the supposed end of the ship showdown, with a title referencing Perseus owners celebrating a contest that is, quote, absolutely not rigged. The lighter side is holding its own. Between edits mixing Star Citizen with other universes, screenshots mocking the small dramas of daily gameplay, and one player summing up their role-playing career as 0% time in a turret and 100% emotional damage when the hangar eats their ship, the community keeps its sense of self-deprecating humor very much alive. A morning screenshot from Microtech, lights glowing across the habitats, also offers a quieter, more contemplative moment. On the video side, two pieces stand out, A quick guide for spotting gold rocks efficiently while mining, handy for prospector or moly pilots. And a review pitting Origin luxury ships against a more combat-focused alternative, to see whether a premium interior necessarily means dying faster. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $141,000 raised yesterday, and a total that now exceeds $1.042 billion. That was Cavalera. Happy Sunday, everyone, and fly safe. Or don't.